Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast. This is Travis. So happy we're all together, and it is Monday, so I'm sure we have people that are joining us for the first time. We are all thrilled that you are here. What we do is we get up in the morning and we open up our Bibles, and this season we're in the Gospel of Luke, and we start a conversation with Jesus. And as friends that are friends with Jesus, we continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day, and we're discovering or we're rediscovering what Christianity is all about, what the gospel's all about, what the announcement of the kingdom is all about, what being citizens of heaven is all about, which is relationship and conversational enjoyment of Jesus. And we are getting back to the basic, which is Jesus. So I am in Luke 11 right now. We're going to be there in just a moment because we're traveling through this incredible living biography that Luke wrote. And the title of the podcast this morning is Stuck in Religion. Is God good? Really? I mean, is God patient with you? Is God kind? Is that what you feel from Him? Is God understanding? Does He care? Because sometimes we think that what God does is He ties up heavy burdens on us and He puts them on our shoulders and doesn't lift a finger to help us. And if that language sounds familiar, that is language that Jesus is going to use in just a moment, but not about God, about the Pharisees. Sometimes I think that what God does is He is always watching and He inspects our lives and He's trying to find where we're, you know, not doing it good enough or should be doing it a little bit better. But is God good? Is He patient? Is He kind? Does He understand? Does He care? And of course, there's the right answer. Oh, of course, God is good. But then maybe there's the real answer, which is, I don't always feel that. And of course, how we see, how you see God determines everything about our relationship with God and whether really we're experiencing a relationship or a religion. And of course, what Jesus did was He brought this revelation, and revelation simply means the unveiling. It's the Greek word apokalypto or apocalypse, the unveiling of what is actually true. And Jesus brought the true revelation of who God is. But honestly, sometimes it seems like in modern Western Christianity, we're stuck in this arrangement with a God where we don't really feel like He's good or patient or kind or understanding or caring. And so we don't want to draw near. We don't want to pray. We don't want to tell other people about Jesus. Why would we? And historically, Christianity tends to drift toward being stuck in religion. You know, Jesus fought the Pharisees, which we'll look at in a moment. Paul fought the Judaizers, and on it goes. And so when we get to Luke 11, what we see is Jesus challenging the religious leaders that were stuck in religion, and therefore setting the oppressed free, rescuing those that were stuck in religion. And so we get to Luke 11, verse 39. Then Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Now then, you Pharisees, you clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness." Verse 42, "Woe to you, Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint and your rue and all kinds of garden herbs, but you've neglected justice and the love of God." Verse 43, "Woe to you, Pharisees, because you love the important seats in the synagogue and respectful greetings in the marketplace." And then verse 45, "One of the experts of the law answered and said, 'Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us also.' And Jesus replied, "And you, experts of the law, woe to you, because you load people down with burdens they can't even carry, and you yourself won't even lift a finger to help them." Verse 52, "Woe to you, experts of the law, because you have taken away the key to knowledge, and you yourself have not entered, and you are hindering those who are trying to enter." That is some heavy stuff. I mean, some of us don't even know that Jesus talked like that. And we're going to get to why he talked like that in just a moment, but there was a perception of who God was in the first century because of how the Pharisees and the experts of the law were communicating who God was. And the relationship with the living God, or Judaism, had become religious. It had become harsh. It had become all about lists. It was void of celebration. It was all about image. A first century Jew was oppressed or stuck in religion. And Jesus does not back down from the Pharisees or the experts of the law. He is going to set Israel free. He's going to set humanity free. For those that were stuck in religion, he is willing to challenge the system in order to bring freedom to people. And so he gets in the Pharisees' faces, as we saw in this text. You know, you clean the outside of the dish, but inside you're full of greed and wickedness. Now, nobody would say that to a Pharisee. You want the important seats in the synagogue, or you're caught up in all of the small things, or you're actually not even entering the kingdom and you're hurting or hindering those from actually entering. I mean, he was willing to not back down, but go at these religious leaders that were oppressing and keeping people stuck or keeping people from not entering the reality of the life of the kingdom of God that Jesus was coming to bring. And honestly, some of us have found ourselves stuck in religion. And maybe we can put our finger on people or leaders or a certain system or whatever that we feel like has oppressed us. But we find ourselves there. And if Christianity is more about something that you do and must do right than it is about someone who you do it with, then you're on the wrong track. And for some of us, we may need to forget most of what we think we know about Christianity and just start with Jesus. Just get back to the basic. But what I love about this story is that Jesus came to set the captives free, and he did that in the first century. He'll do that in the 21st century. He came to confront the religious oppressors in this passage, the Pharisees, the expert of the law. He is willing to confront the enemy in our lives that seeks to keep us stuck in religion as opposed to being released into this vibrant relationship with Jesus. So if you're wondering, did I get it right? You know, am I okay with God? Did I do enough? If you're always, I should have, or shooting on other people, or shooting on yourself, or thinking God is shooting on you. I mean, if you're doing those kind of things, maybe you're stuck in religion. And this season, what God is doing is he's rebooting. He's challenging the enemy that loves to get us caught up in religion. And the Spirit of God is calling us to re-see Jesus. Because here's the thing, God is someone we think we understand, that we think we know, and we've already kind of determined who God is. But what the New Testament is saying is we need to keep God as a fluid category. We need to keep God as, in a sense, an open category and let Jesus define him. Let Jesus fill that category with content. Let Jesus define who God is, because in Jesus, God allowed himself to be nailed down, pun intended, so that we can see who God is. And God is not the kind of God that wants to get us stuck in a religion. He wants to let us loose in a relationship, and that is how we become people that are indeed like him in small ways and in large ways. So today, as we just spend a little bit of time with Jesus, let's maybe forget what we think we know about Christianity and just start with Jesus. Enjoy him, re-see him, reimagine him, walk and talk with him today. And at the end of the conversation this morning, don't say amen, because we're going to spend the day enjoying Jesus. Rather, when we're falling off to sleep at night, tonight, let's say amen, because we've spent the day with Jesus. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.